You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, this year is the National Year of Reading, and here to tell us about RNIB's plans for the celebrations, we're joined by RNIB Education and Children Information and Resources Officer, Tom Norton. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
That's okay. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, Tom, there's loads of events coming up. Not only are we in the National Year of Reading, but there's also the Big Help Out coming up, and also high-vis Fortnite as well. Can you give us a brief overview of what those events are and how they all interlink?
Yeah, sure. So the Big Help Out is a UK-wide volunteering event. It runs from the 5th to the 8th of June, and it encourages you to take part in community activities and really make a positive local impact, celebrate all of the community bits and pieces that are around you. High-vis Fortnite is the 1st to 14th of June. It celebrates accessible reading and accessible library services for those with vision impairment, and where the two coincide, where they run alongside each other, and they tie in really well with our National Year of Reading efforts. We wanted to put together a micro-volunteering opportunity that gets people out into the community, supporting their local libraries. Kids and adults can take part, anyone can do it, but adults may need to support some under 16s. And then the National Year of Reading itself, that's a UK-wide Department for Education initiative. It's delivered by the National Literacy Trust and several other partners. In particular, we're working with Reading Agency and World Book Day on several different bits and pieces. The National Year of Reading encourages people to go all in reading about what they love, reading about their interests. So anything you're interested in, you should be able to find out more about it, really dive deep into it. RNIB has a really long history with accessible reading. It actually started out as an accessible book charity. So we really do support everyone having access to information, books, and reading resources around them. We're doing lots of activities across the year, and the Big Help Out and High-Vis Fortnight are just two of them that we're linking together.
Now, of course, we are no strangers to accessible reading here on RNIB Connect Radio with our show Read On, the audiobook show, out every Friday at 1 p.m. on this very station, and our daily talking books as well. But Tom, can you go into a little bit, please, about the importance of reading, particularly for young people and families?
The benefits of reading for everyone, really, but for children and young people are my focus in my role. One is enjoyment and imagination. So you can explore new situations, new places and ideas in your mind, and reinforce familiar experiences as well. Think about those emotions and develop how you want to approach something in life just through reading a story. It can be anything from just escaping completely and traveling to an alien world, or reading something about the home and learning about friendships and family. It's also about connection, well-being and understanding. It can help you to see something through someone else's eyes. And then the last benefit really is education, employment and life skills. So the more formal side of this is everything from being able to access your education independently through textbooks, but also then employment, being able to read your emails, being able to read the internet and find information that you need in order to do the job. And then the last thing is actually just that general life skills, making sure you can fill out the forms you need to fill, and you're able to live your life at home and as part of the wider society.
Now, if people want to get involved in the High-Vis Fortnight and the National Year of Reading, what in particular is it that you're asking them to do, and how can they find out more?
How we're asking people to help out as part of the Big Help Out is to find the accessible provision in their local library. That might mean going up and having a chat with the library staff. It might just mean diving in there yourself and exploring. Then filling out our online form. Having that conversation, some people might be a bit nervous about having conversations about reading and vision impairment. Remember that libraries are a warm, welcoming and fully supportive space, full of supportive staff and volunteers. RNIB's even trained some of them. We've been fairly active in the community there. Have a chat about the accessibility provision if you'd like to, and visit the library's accessible reading section. You can even take a selfie there if you'd like to. And then part two is filling out the form. So we'll post the form on RNIB Connect social media channels. You can also search on the internet for RNIB Quick Action for Book Lovers, and that will take you to the micro-volunteering page. And then if you do want help accessing the form that we'd like you to fill out, call us on 0303 123 9999 and ask for the library team. And then after that, when you fill the form out, if you want to, just shout about it online, share the selfie if you took it, celebrate your local library and the accessible reading provision they have.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Tom Norton, RNIB Education and Children Information and Resources Officer, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.